Hey everybody, I'm Joe Tribuzio, and I want to thank all of you for pressing the play button to listen to the very first episode of the Trailer Time Podcast. It really means the world to me. What this show is a news segment based on news going on in Hollywood and television and all that good stuff. And I think it would be very interesting, so please listen on to this episode and future episodes. I think you're in for a pretty good time. The first thing I'm going to talk about today is the Godzilla reboot. Now, this just opened up last night, aka Thursday, May 15th, and it opened up to an amazing $9.3 million. That's crazy. This movie is starring Aaron Taylor Johnson and Elizabeth Olsen. Yeah, wouldn't expect to hear at least Elizabeth Olsen in a monster movie, but I'm actually very surprised at the good reception this movie's getting. It currently has a 74% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which I'm very surprised at, mostly because the recent Godzilla films have been mostly critical disappointments. But I have high hopes for this movie. I mean, people keep telling me it's really good and I should probably go and see it. But I want to hear what you guys have to say. I want you to comment on this podcast episode about whether you want to see it or not and what you think about the 1998 version of Godzilla, which personally I thought was terrible, and a lot of people agree with me. But hey, I'm sure some people like it, and I'm sure some people will like this one. As a matter of fact, a lot of people are liking this one. But we'll see how it goes. Now, who here is ready for the next Star Wars movie? I actually am. I'm pretty excited for what is going to happen with it. But I have some casting news for you. Apparently, Harrison Ford is going to be returning as Han Solo. And I'm personally very excited for that. Harrison Ford is one of my all-time favorite actors. But do you think he'll be able to actually do it? That's my main concern, and the concern of many people who are following the current progress of Star Wars, Disney, and all this crazy stuff. But J.J. Abrams and Lawrence Kasdan have actually announced that there's still more casting to take place. So there could be a chance of maybe Billy Dee Williams coming back, and I'm currently quoting Entertainment Weekly as I'm talking right now, but that does not matter because this is pretty exciting, at least for me. But yeah, this could actually work out. I mean, I'm sure Disney will do something right with it. Now time to discuss some new releases. The movie Neighbors opened up with an amazing $49 million, knocking The Amazing Spider-Man right out of first place. I haven't seen it yet, but I keep hearing it's funny. So I probably will. And if you guys have seen it, then please say in the comments whether I should probably see it or not, whether it's worth my $20 to pay for a ticket. That's actually basically it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. And I'm going to be trying to do these at least every Saturday on Podomatic. And we'll see how it goes on iTunes. I'll see you guys next week.